Yes, I know. This is the third Hobosode I've done in a row now. I haven't done any snowplow shows since last week. And you can blame all of this on King Richard. King Richard is the sponsor of today's Hobosode. Thanks a lot for this, King Richard. But I've got an episode mostly completed. I know I said this on the last show. I had it partially completed. Now I've got more of it completed. But I'm doing requests. I'm just going all over the request directories, and I'm just trying to do requests that you guys have sent in over the past couple of years, or actually over the past 3 years. I've gone all the way back to 2014 today, trying to find old requests and just doing random things. And I'm getting a lot of my emails cleared out. It's kind of nice, but it just, I don't know, the pranks are not working out. I'm doing a lot of pranks that I just have to throw away. And of course, that always happens. I always have stuff that doesn't work out. But it's been extra bad today, and I'm still working on the full show. I will definitely have it out tomorrow, maybe tonight. I know I said that yesterday, but I just want to have a show out today. So I'm taking this one. I'm stealing this next call from the full show that I was doing. So now even less of that show is done. But whatever, I'm dropping it in right here. I hope you enjoy it. This is a request that came in on June 1st, and this one is from Ariel, which is a name I'm probably pronouncing wrong. Sorry about that, Ariel. It says, "Hi Brad, I was recently sitting around smoking weed and thought it would be funny to call some people on Craigslist. I ended up calling this one older man who was selling a bunch of bikes in different ads. He didn't answer but called me back. I proceeded to, in probably a fucked up voice, to accuse him of stealing my bike. He got very angry and hung up the phone. I of course called him back about a different ad a few minutes later, pretending to not notice the number was the same, and inquired about the bike. He proceeded to explode in the most intense rage I have ever experienced. Probably totally fucked up your high, didn't it? He sounded like he was tearing up as he screamed at this stoner on the phone. I only talked to him those two times, but I figured he might be an amusing person for you to call, so here's his number. I looked up the number and I found this Facebook page, and where it looks like this guy just sells bikes on this, he set up a Facebook page for it. But there's no mention of his name. I don't know this guy's name.
Well...
Hello, this is Mr. Dabalina from Metro PCS.
Yes.
And I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number this coming week. This coming
Why?
Monday. It looks like somebody's outbid you on your phone number. So we're going to give your
What? I've had this phone number for 10 years. I use it for business.
But we're going to give your phone number to someone else. Like after 10 years, it's
No, you can't. This is my business phone number. You're going to pay me on... I own that damn phone number. What are you talking about?
Well, no, you don't own it. You're just kind of borrowing it from us.
Oh, shit. I transferred it to you people.
No, after 10 years,
it's
open to the public.
Oh, shit.
People can bid on it.
Oh, shit. You want me to go down? I'll go down to your store right now and have a war with you people about it.
Listen, don't.
I'll take it to the PUC and.
Don't yell horseshit. Don't yell horseshit at me.
This is a business phone number, and I have not had it for 10 years.
Oh, you're not paying for a business account, so I'm going to have to charge you for a business line now since you're saying it's a business phone number.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Cancel the whole account completely. How's that?
Well, no, you said it's a business account. I think you're mistaken. This looks... Damn. Holy crap. Ariel, you were not kidding around about that guy. He just exploded on me. Whoa, that sounded gross. Okay, let me call him back. And just explain that it's a prank. He'll understand.
Hello.
Oh, hey, I was just kidding about that thing. I'm actually calling.
I'm not kidding either. I'm going down to your store right now and having out with you. Instead, I'm going to the PUC and we'll have a discussion about that.
Sir, I'm calling about a bike.
You're a fucking con man. Fuck you.
On Craigslist, I'm calling about a bike. I want to buy a bike from you, okay? I don't know what to do. He won't listen to me. I'm trying to tell him it's a joke. I'm looking on his Facebook page here, and he's got lots of bikes for sale. Yeah, I was just going to tell him I just wanted to buy a bike. I was just kidding about the Metro PCS thing. Maybe I should text him or something.
Call back one more time. I'm going to call the police department.
I just want to buy a bike.
You understand me, you fucking idiot?
I just want to buy a bike from Craigslist. That's all. I was just kidding about your phone.
Good. Tell you, you're an asshole. Don't even bother calling me again.
I want to buy a
Have
bike.
A good day.
I just want to buy a bike. Okay, so mission accomplished. He's not going to go down to his local Metro PCS store and start a war, whatever the hell that means. Crisis averted, I guess. Man, that sounded like that Hunter S. Thompson guy that I was calling a few shows ago.
Brad, are the POA coins made of chocolate and can I eat them? That is all.
Why, hello, unidentified caller. No, the coins are not made of chocolate. And I don't know if you can eat them. I think they're made of nickel. I think that's safe to eat. I'm pretty sure I swallowed nickels as a kid, and look at me, I'm completely normal. I'm glad you brought up the coins, though, because I have exciting news about the coins. I have shipped out every single coin, like every single order, and everyone on the Patreon that was supposed to get one, you know, all the $15 and above people, and then all the people that actually ordered coins. I finally got those put out, packaged up last night and mailed out today. This whole coin thing has been a huge mess. It's completely flooded my email, so I'm behind on emails again. I was actually doing fairly okay on emails, and then this coin thing happened, and I got really behind on emails again. So I'm sorry if I'm not responding to your email, but that's normal. Get used to it. I even got a couple of coin orders this morning, and I went ahead and sent those out today. It was awesome to be that caught up with it. And there are still coins left. If any of you would like a coin, it's phonelosers.org/coins. I think there's about 100 left right now, and I don't plan to order any more of them. So if you haven't gotten a coin, you might want to get one of those. So hang in there if you've ordered a coin. I was really behind on putting all of the orders together, and a lot of people had to wait like 10 days before I even saw their email. So if you're expecting a coin, just wait a few more days and it should probably be there, unless you're overseas. I don't know how long it takes to get things over there. Probably like 3 years or something. One more announcement. Apparently I do the announcements on the end of the show now. If you're wondering why you're able to hear this hobosode when usually you can't hear the hobosodes, that's because this is the 30th hobosode, and I've been making every 10th hobosode available. Hobosodes 1, 10, 20, and now 30. So enjoy it while you can. You're not going to hear another one until 40. But if you want to hear all of the hobosodes, which should be at least 4 hobosodes per month, all you have to do is upgrade your level on Patreon. If you're a $1 level, you can see this hobosode, but you're not going to see the next one because you're a cheapskate and you only pay $1 a month. You don't deserve anything. Okay, I'm sorry. That was mean. That was uncalled for. That old man from Craigslist, he's got me all riled up and stuff. His insane stress levels are rubbing off on me. I don't understand that guy, because he sounded kind of old. But for him to explode like that, like, wouldn't he just have died of a heart attack by now? He sounds like a really high-strung person. How is someone like that still alive? I kind of want to just, like, follow this guy around for an entire day and see how many times he explodes at people. He probably goes to 7-Eleven and starts screaming, "What? No donuts left! I'm calling the corporate office and the PUC and my congressman, and you're a con artist." Okay, I admit it, that was actually me. I did that last week. I'm not proud of it. Anyway, what am I doing? I'm going to end the show now. The show is over. This hobosode is over. I hope all of you $1 freeloaders enjoyed this hobosode. And thank you once again, King Richard, for sponsoring the show. And thanks, Ariel, for, stressing me out today, making me have to listen to that guy and get torn apart by his hurtful words. Thanks for that, Uriel. Oh, but you know what? I completely forgot to mention this. I'm sorry. I'm never going to end this show. But I was looking on his Facebook page again. I was going to make one last call to him, and I tried, but he's not answering. I think he's at the Metro PCS store, probably swinging a bat all over the store and terrorizing employees and customers and stuff. But it's funny, on his Facebook page where he sells a lot of bikes, all of his posts are in caps, like every single post, and he posts a lot. But everything's in caps. Like, his caps lock is always on. It's like he's using an Apple IIe computer or something. He's basically shouting in all of his Facebook posts. So when people meet him, they know what to expect. They saw the Facebook posts. They knew they were going to get yelled at when they tried to buy a bike from this guy. I bet you he just flips the fuck out when people try to lowball him on the prices. I wish this guy was local to me. I really want to go buy a bike from him and then follow him around all day. Okay, bye everyone. I'm going to get back to work on today's show, which will probably end up being tomorrow's show.
and I am on it, Bob.